Ave Maria, this is Father Jacinto Mary for Air Maria, and today we have Monica Siefker with us. You know, we are wanting to get her motivations for what had taken place yesterday. You know, we had prayed in front of the abortion mill in Bloomington, Indiana, and there was a special consecration prayer, you know, of the abortionist and the staff and those that would actually, you know, be there and actually involved in promoting abortion. And we just want to ask Monica what had inspired her to do that. Monica, could you give us a brief explanation of that? It's a unique kind of prayer, you know, something that I myself haven't really heard much about, but just only recently. What can you do to explain
that? Sure, yes, and I can take no credit for it because it all comes from American Life League. Okay. And what happened was I had received a message probably several weeks ago from, her name is Miss Dillon from the, she used to work for the Archdiocese or the Diocese of Amarillo, Texas with Bishop Yonta. And Rita Dillon is her name. And she had worked with him in really Marianizing the work and the fight against Planned Parenthood specifically. And they came up with this consecration prayer and this kind of whole idea. And it really was to promote really consecrate our efforts to the Blessed Mother in the fight against Planned Parenthood and all what it stands for, and all really all like-minded institutions as well, because they are gravely aware of, as we all are, that this fight can only be won through our Blessed Mother. In fact, she's just she crushes all heresies and demons, so it has to be taken to her, and it is through her that we're going to win this battle. So that's really the impetus of this, the need, especially with the passage of the health care bill, where now literally millions of dollars are going to be funneled to Planned Parenthood. We have to turn to her, and this organization realizes that, and I think we all do, and so they were really just encouraging all of the Planned Parenthood throughout the country to make this consecration, to consecrate our efforts. And we kind of here in Bloomington went a little one step further, as I talked and discussed with Father Elias, and we consecrated not only our efforts, but the Planned Parenthood itself, the abortionists there, the workers, all those souls who will come and go there this entire year. And we will do that every year and renew that consecration.
It was a wonderful thing to participate in yesterday, the first time I've experienced it. So, you know, we have always been praying, you know, let's say the rosary in our prayers. You know, we would always invoke Our Lady, Our Lady of Guadalupe, and we would all respond, you know, protect the unborn, you know, between every decade of the rosary, and other prayers, you know, to our Blessed Mother. And this, you know, consecration prayer, you know, takes it much further, you know, and it really perfects it, you know, let us hope, you know, and just places a greater emphasis on the need to rely upon our Blessed Mother, you know. So to Marianize it, as you said, you know, more and more. How successful has this been, like, with the those involved, I guess, ALL and just different pro-life groups? Have you had a sense of if it's being welcomed or, like, really excited?
Right. And yes, and I think so. I think it's a really great idea. And as I said, they're trying to promote it all over the country. In fact, I just got an email from the Evansville Diocese where there is a rumor that they might potentially put a mega Planned Parenthood down there. It's in one of the sites that Planned Parenthood is eyeing. So they're going to be doing a huge procession. I think it's this coming Saturday there. They're having something in Washington, D.C. So there it is happening, definitely, this movement to Marianize our efforts. And specifically, though, where this has really worked is in the Diocese of Amarillo, Texas, where Bishop Yonta was, because he credits his clothes, there were 18 Planned Parenthood there, and in 12 years it took to close them basically all down. I think they said there were a couple that were kind of sold off, that Planned Parenthood sold off, and they even think they may have eventually gone out of business as well. But basically, that's quite a few, 18, you know, shut down in 12 years. So it took a while. It wasn't, you know, an overnight thing. It's that perseverance is the key, the spirit, whole everything.
Right.
So they were all, that's a successful story right there. And he credits, again, bringing Our Lady to Planned Parenthood is how they said it. Bringing Jesus through Mary to the Planned Parenthood, and he credits our Blessed Mother with that great grace for their diocese, and we hope that happens here as well.
All right. Well, thank you, Monica, and we pray that all of our bishops will follow his example. And again, we thank you and continue the good work for Our Lady and for the unborn and for so many who are suffering from the great plague of abortion. So with Our Lady, there will be victory. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ave Maria.
Ave Maria.
O most holy Mother of God, who bore in your womb the very one who the heavens cannot contain, to you we consecrate this day all of those employed or volunteering here at this Bloomington Planned Parenthood, the abortionist, and all the moms, dads, and unborn children who will come and go from here this entire year. We also consecrate to you, Mother of our Redeemer, all of our efforts to stop this Planned Parenthood's evil attacks upon humanity. Since God ordained to bring his Son, Jesus, into the world through you, so we humbly ask that through you, we will bring Jesus to the very doors of this Planned Parenthood and into the hearts of all who work or enter here. With full confidence in you, we consecrate all our efforts through you to your divine Son. Through your Immaculate Heart, we ask that you bring love and peace to this community. Banish, we beg you, Planned Parenthood and its progeny from the face of the earth. Crush, once and for all, the head of the serpent that schemes and strikes every day, taking the lives and souls of our children. Holy Spirit, Spouse of Mary, breathe forth a new and profound spirit of wisdom and respect for every human being's life upon those individuals who are employed by or volunteer their time or provide financial support for Planned Parenthood's efforts. Grant a softening of the cold, steely hearts that deny dignity and legal protection to all people, and grant that from the first moment of biological development, the personhood of every human being be proclaimed and protected by law, respected by all, and honored as a unique and sacred gift from God. Blessed Mary, who has been granted power by God to assist those on earth, by that power, may Planned Parenthood, its progeny, and all like-minded entities that exist to destroy the human person be permanently driven out of our community, our country, and our world. May those who commit and promote these heinous crimes against humanity open themselves to a profound conversion of heart. Amen.
Amen.
On this day,